First solar mirror array almost done. First solar mirror array almost done. By Richard Williams, May 25, 2009. Well, I cannot say things have been easy going on the first solar mirror array. As any prototype might be, changes have had to be done kind of midstream. Once I had to take a few rows all apart to redo something on another row. Bad eyesight and trying to get into high gear to show all of you some progress on this heliostat is a top priority. Plus, I love all the comments that all of you great folks have given me. This much is for certain. Since I have made most of the mistakes building this first mirror array, the second one should be much easier to do. I hope. We have already had to cool down our spa with the cooler water from the pool that is also solar heated. Using three-way valves, we can isolate the spa to be heated by the roof-mounted solar coils, and if you leave it on for more than 40 minutes or so depending upon the solar irradiance of the day, all you need is a bushel basket of blue claw crabs and you can really have a feast. That is about 600 gallons of water in just the spa. After a while, when summer really gets going, the pool water temperature gets very close to 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Really love the pool then. But believe it or not, when you first get out of the nice warm or hot water, depending upon if you are in the spa or the pool, you shiver and shake. The best reason I can figure out for this one is that the relative humidity is so low here in the Las Vegas desert that it increases the evaporation rate from your skin, and with it, of course, goes the body heat along with it. I hope that makes sense to everyone, because we never had that happen to us when we got out of our pool in South Florida. But solar works very well here. That is also part of the study for this project. I would like to run a test all year long to see what happens in the winter months, and believe me, the desert does get mighty cold too. I have not finalized any deal yet, but I am trying to do just that with a very well-known company that I want to have do all the data recording using thermocouples placed inside and around the outside of the solar thermal storage container. I know how engineers love recorded data, so I will need a DAC recorder with about 8 different thermocouples hooked up. I will work with their technicians to hook things up and then maintain it all through the testing period. They will get all the kudos for doing the testing and be mentioned in all articles I write when talking about the efficiencies and completeness of the recorded data. At least I am keeping my fingers crossed. I want to use a company that everyone knows and trusts. Now for some pictures. As you can plainly see, there are 5 rows of mirrors with 6 mirrors in each row assembled onto the exterior framing, which is not yet completed around the whole array. Once I have the 6th row mounted, I will then be able to cut off excess framing and size it to fit perfectly to the last row. This array, which is only half of the full assembly, will be completed in another day or two, and then it is scheduled to be shown at the curriculum committee meeting on Thursday of this week. There are 27 members that sit on this committee for the Northwest Career Technical Academy and help to refine the student studies at the high school. Smart kids using the best software programs, and they are going to build and test 2 mule buildings supplied with power from solar energy. Perhaps this project might be utilized for the thermal energy it will generate. We are all ecstatic with the 16 young ladies that have applied for and been accepted into this high school technical academy after passing stringent requirements for entry. We needed to increase those numbers of young ladies, and 16 for this coming fall semester as opposed to last year's of only 3 is a nice jump. In the next 3 pictures down below here, I would like to say that when I took these pictures, it was a cloudy day here. Some strange-looking, white, puffy-looking things adorned our mostly cloudless skies. Lucky for me that while I was trying to get you some close-up shots here, that these mirrors were not focused on anything in front of them. They were all in the neutral straight-ahead position. You will see why when the sun comes out behind me. J. I'm certainly glad they weren't focused when I realized that the sun was poking through the clouds and I took these 3 shots from the same exact area. Today was a good day to work on this project. Clouds and cooler temperatures moved in. I would have liked to see what the full array could produce even on a cloudy sky day. So as the progress continues, I wish you all sunny days. But remember, you can still get a sunburn on a cloudy day. A few more pictures down below here. In these last 2 pictures, I included a yardstick on the left-hand side just to give it some perspective on it. Bye for now.